Coming up on the show, we're going to be talking about goals for 2025.
Yes, hopefully Liverpool takes the chart.
Not them goals, you idiot.
Fepenek.
Yes, welcome to the Dirt Shed Show with Blake Sampson.
And Martin Ashton.
Yes, how you doing, Mingus?
Very good. Happy New Year.
Yes. That's the way we should slap from now on.
Yeah, not.
Rather than our faces.
I can't hear you out of this ear.
This week, we're talking about goals for 2025 because we both have some.
Yeah, we do.
But before we reveal that, the thing that got me thinking about this is that we've just seen the kind of evolution of Greg Minnar, the GOAT.
Yeah.
So have you heard? He's now team director of Norco Factory Racing.
Yes, I have.
He has got a legit good team.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really strong,
strong
team.
One.
And what this means is that we're about to see season two of Greg Minnar versus Steve Peat.
No way.
Yeah, because
he's
the team manager of Santa Cruz.
They're going to go head to head.
Head to head.
Not on the track. But
we get to do it all again.
Yes.
Amazing.
Who's going to come out on top on that?
I tell you what, Greg's got a strong team right out the bat.
Yeah,
the GOAT.
Yeah.
He is the GOAT. But Pete's got more experience as a team manager.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But what it got me thinking about, like, well, how am I going to evolve?
Oh, yeah, how are you?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to evolve.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, as a rider.
You might get older.
I'm definitely getting older. And are you trying to make this difficult?
No. It's conversational.
This guy... Honestly, yeah, so what I want to do is evolve this year as a rider, not as a human.
Okay.
And so I've set myself a goal. It's a big one.
All right. Spill the beans. What is it?
I want to ride... I'm looking at Nick and Blake here. I want to ride the Leadville 100.
You do know...
That wasn't a confidence-inspiring look.
But you do know that's 100 miles.
Oh, I know, yeah. I mean, it can be done. Christian Bagg,
yeah.
Founder of Bowhead, he did it in 2024, and I've been inspired by that.
Oh, no, that's a good inspiration, that man.
He is an absolute weapon on a handbike, and I'm not, right? So I thought, well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to point at it.
Yeah.
I'm going to point my ear at it. I'm doing it, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of whether I get there or not.
You're going to get
I'm just
going to
take steps
mm-hmm.
towards it. And no matter how bad those steps get, I'm going to continue taking steps towards it.
So no matter how bad it gets?
Well, no. How
it ups and downs.
I figure no matter where I go, if I'm always like, it could still happen. I'm going to push as if I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
I'm going to fake it until I make it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some proper training. I've got it all planned out.
Yeah.
I'll be showing you what's going to happen on the channel. And I'm going to try and do it. I'm going to go and ride the Leadville 100. 100 miles. It looks like an incredible race.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. It's really high up in the Alpines.
Yeah,
it's really
not
high.
In Alpines, in Colorado.
Oh, it's really high up in the
mountains. Oh, it's really high up. It's really high up. I think it's something like... I can't remember how many metres. I'm not good with metres and feet, but it's high. And so that's what I'm basing my year on in terms of, like, health and fitness. Because as a wheelchair user, health and fitness are hard to come by. So I need to find some paths to a healthier future. So that's what I'm planning to do in 2025. Yep. Bingers, what is your 2025 journey looking like?
Well, mine's going to be a bit more of an evolution because, you know, last year ended on a lot of crashes.
There was a few crashes.
Yeah, one big one. Actually, one could have been catastrophic, but it didn't end up like that.
Good chance to watch them again. Love it. They're great, aren't they? They're good crashes.
They're not good crashes.
But
yeah,
they look great.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 for crashes,
right?
But I am 40 this year.
Yes.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's weird, because you still look like a baby.
I know, this little man right here is turning 40. I don't even feel 40, but anyway.
In my mind, you're like 22.
Oh, you're...
You really are. You're just like such a big baby.
Take that as a compliment.
Meant as one.
L'Oreal, whatever it is, whatever skincare. Anyway.
Yeah, probably a lot.
There's other skincares available. Yeah. But hey, no, I'm turning 40
this
year.
That's work done.
Turning 40, I've got family, I've got two young boys, and being injured wasn't really great.
No.
Didn't take that on very well. The wife
no.
had to do quite a lot of work.
Mm.
But I do have a big challenge. It's not a challenge, it's a huge goal. I'm not going to reveal it because...
He told me earlier and I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? I was actually what? That's all I had to say.
It doesn't involve biking as much, but it does.
Well, it sort of does.
It kind of does, yeah.
You're going to have to do a lot of biking Let's not talk about it anymore. So you've got this goal. You're keeping it secret for now.
Yeah, but throughout the whole year, I'm entering a few races. I was inspired with a Swiss Epic. I did that. Now I'm actually quite attracted to longer events, which is actually quite exciting.
And they'd help on your way to that goal.
They would definitely help in this big goal of mine.
The colours.
Hey, I'm excited. But there's a lot of things going on this year between the whole team. So there's a few goals there when you
attract. Yeah, I suppose as a dad as well, have you got any like goals that are based around, you know, like dad mountain biking?
I really want to build our little, or evolve this like overlanding family expedition sort of thing in my personal time. Like, build a trailer.
Ooh.
Just build a trailer. A camping trailer.
You can take out to overland with the kids.
Yeah, just go and explore the outdoors.
Sick.
Give back to my kids or what I used to do.
Love it. That goal will be revealed.
Oh, gosh,
guess. You won't guess it.
If you do,
good luck.
Wow.
Yeah, but what I'd love to know is what your goals are going to be. And I expect, Blake, a goal from every single one of you.
I want it
in the comments down below. Give me what goal you're aiming for. If you want some ideas, I've got some ideas on goals.
Go for it. Yeah,
okay, so if you're like, you're out of goal ideas, maybe look at events you could compete in, like what I'm doing with the Leadville 100.
Which I did last year.
And it was a massive goal for you there.
Yeah. Big one.
So that's a really easy route in, and it gives you a date you've got to aim at. So an event is a really great idea. If you don't want to start traveling around the world riding mountain bike events, and you might not be able to, it's very time expensive. What's the word? It's time consuming. Thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you.
It's time consuming. So what about looking at some KOMs in your local area?
Yeah.
Seeing how far you can get up the leaderboards of those things. They are really motivating, those things. Some people get super into it.
Numbers.
Yeah.
They're addictive.
Talking about numbers, what about personal records? Ooh. If you've ever recorded PBs. Some of your own times on things, or your own, say, streaks of days riding or weeks staying consistent, then that's a really great thing to take on as well.
I haven't been consistent lately.
Yeah, well, consistency was my next one, right? Maybe that's something you could use as a goal, right? Mm-hmm. So a certain amount of minutes ridden per day or a certain amount of days where you rode per week.
Yep.
Those kind of goals, and then trying to be consistent, putting it together so you could get like 2 months of I rode four times a week for 4 months. That's the sort of thing that really makes a difference.
And the best way of doing that is commuting to work.
That's boring.
Yeah, but it's still riding.
No, that's true. That's true. It's consistent. And the other one's quality. What about not putting a time restraint on your riding so you get great quality of time riding?
Can't rush perfection.
There's some goals. Let us know in the comments down below what is going to be your goal. I want one from every single one of you.
That's
around 30,000 comments.
Yeah.
Probably not going to happen, but I'm going to aim for it. Let us know in the comments down below. Can't wait to hear about them. You might be inspiring another rider down in the comments below about what they could do this year too. So get involved. Right, time for the news.
What's up, everyone? Hope you all had a great new year. Wishing you all the best for 2025. This time of year is rife with team changes and sponsorship news. I would love to do a deep dive on this for you, but time is of the essence, so the news this week will pretty much just be a list. But it should allow me to reset and look at a couple of things a bit closer on in next week's show. Okay, let's get stuck in. XC riders Bjorn Riley and Emily Johnston have joined the Scott SRAM race team. Ollie Davis is out of the Santa Cruz Syndicate, who have stated that their intention this year is to win a race in every category, adding juniors Ellie Hulsbosch and Felix Griffiths to the roster. The Jewett brothers Dane and Jacob are off of Pivot Factory Racing and join the Giant Factory off-road team alongside Alan Hadley, who, as we've already covered, will mix in road racing this season with another Giant Bikes team, Jayco Alula. Another rider taking this approach is Mona Mittenwalner, who left Cannondale and will join Team Human Powered Health, hoping to win multiple victories and categories this year. Aries van Leuven, who spent 8 years on Commensal bikes, has moved to the Norco Race Division. New signings there include Danny Hart, Bodie Kuhn, and Lena Frehner. Andreas Kolb joins the YT mob alongside Valley Hall and Oshino Callahan. Casper Woolley, who previously raced enduro for the mob, will instead turn his attention to downhill racing this year. Exciting news for Annika Langvad, a six-time world champion, will race more bikes for Specialized this year. Anna Newkirk joins the Frameworks crew, who also pick up 5Dev's components as a title sponsor. Isla Short is off of Ghost Racing and has made the decision to retire from World Cup racing as well. Goodman Sands Cruise have expanded their team this year, picking up Thomas Estac, Lisa Bouledou and Nathan Pomvian, and Milan Falque. Some great signings there. Okay, that's the list of riders who have left places and found new homes so far. Coming up next is the list of riders who, at the time of filming, have not announced their plans. Now, that could mean that they have plans that they are yet to announce or that they are without a team. I'll roll that into this next section, which unfortunately does contain a little bit more bad news as well. We'll start with news that Jack Menzies, Tim Bringer and Millie Yonser are all out of Canyon Collective, and Adrian Dailly is also off of Lapierre Zip. Primaflor Mondraker has closed, leaving Becca Henderson currently without a team. Multiple World Cup winner and title contender Marine Cabarrus will not be riding for Scott Bikes next season. Kevin McHale is off of Specialized. Sam Reynolds is out of the UR team after 11 years and therefore off of NS Bikes too. Rafael Arista is off of the Simplon Trailblazers team. Orbea Factory XC sadly say goodbye to David Campos, Kiara Tiocchi, Anne Tauber and Luca Martin. Dakota Norton may well miss the first part of the season from what sounds like a horrific crash on a motorbike, breaking his hip. And after finishing second at the inaugural EDR World Champs, Melanie Pujan says she will no longer be a full-time Enduro Pro next year. Rocky Mountain have restructured to avoid bankruptcy. The Canadian brand, facing unprecedented challenges, have put the wheels in motion to save the brand. But it does mean losses of jobs and the closure of the Enduro team, leaving Remy Govan looking for a new ride after a decade with the brand. On a similar note, the iconic mountain bike brand GT has shut up shop. This one was a bit of a surprise to everyone. Pon Holdings, who owns GT as well as several other bike and component brands, still own the name of GT Bikes as a company, so hopefully it will be back. On the short term, though, it leaves Italian national champ Veronica Widman, Chris Cumming and Harry Malloy without a team, as is also Rampage runner-up Tyler McCall. There's currently no word from long-term GT athletes like Hans Rey, Wynn Masters or Brage Vestavik. The Union Downhill team has also announced that it should be no more. Shout out to arguably the most successful youth funneling team ever. Fantastic results this year with riders like Hulsbosch and Stevens McNabb having found or shortly extremely likely to find factory support for the coming years. Zeroed Racing closing its doors also after 1 year, but they say Zeroed Bikes will still be pursuing that big belted purse bounty in one form or another. And after 14 years, 24 riders, 67 podiums, 4 world champions, more than 300 races, Madison Saracen factory teams coming to an end too. Matt Walker, Greg Williamson will hopefully find new teams too. Right, I'm way over time now, but I need to close out on some good news. 2025 Continental Calendar has been released with confirmation of more rounds on the way. This should be a good way to get slightly more accessible racing going at continental level, acting as a feeder series to the Downhill World Cups, providing racers with points for them to enter as well. Theory is that if you're not quite fast enough for World Cups, you could do well in this series and maybe move up there when the time is right. The IXS have released their race schedule for 2025 as well as news of the Gravity Alliance, a program to support up-and-coming racers with kit, continental tires, and free entry to rounds throughout the series. The UCI have reported record viewership on racing in 2024, with each round gaining on average 500,000 more views than in 2023, and social media views reportedly up 133% too. So when the forums tell you no fans are able to watch the racing, that may be untrue, and the good news is that these are the kind of numbers that teams who are paying the big bucks to remain involved can utilize to leverage big sponsors and get good pay for their riders. And a new bike brand, Cam Zinc, has dropped his own line of frames. Vacay bikes will ship in May 2025. The Freeride frame will set you back $1,690 before suspension and is available in 4 colors with or without Cam Zinc palm tree signature graphics or custom graphics that you can design yourself. All right, thanks for sticking with me this week, everyone. We're all caught up after a long break. Hopefully, I can report more good news soon as riders continue to announce their new deals throughout the new year. But for now, let's head over to TOF for the sickest thing of the week.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new full-length film from UK filming legend Tommy C and what's becoming legendary riding crew, The Firm. It's called The Firm, the movie. I know riding means different things to different people. Some prefer to ride alone, some with a few mates, and some with a proper crew. And everyone thinks their crew's really sick. But this one does actually seem really sick just because it's got such different abilities from like builders who are sketchy weekend warriors crashing all the time to full-on pros, like Sam Hill. My favourite clips have to be Chug's crazy front flip and roof drop sends, Jersey's quick manny drop over that tree, and dropping in on that cliff rock roll thing. The Lil Robbo clips, the Alex Store clips. But there's too much in this video to shout out, and for me it's just the overall vibes that's sick for the whole 40 minutes. It's also rammed with loads of hijinks, from drifting to sending on quads and pit bikes, and going crazy in a camper van. It's definitely worth checking this one out. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you, guys. That's great. Let's keep going with the show. Blake, what's next?
Well, I'm going to kick off with Shop Shoutout. To kick off your 2025, get yourself some new threads on your back. I like to support this one. It's a GMBN logo. Pure black tee, super simple. But we've got some bikepacking t-shirts on there. We've got some new race jerseys, socks, trousers, shorts. You name it, hoodies, jackets, whatever, get in there.
Love it. Great way to support the channel and help us make videos. Another way to do that is our YouTube memberships.
Oh, yes.
You could be Trail Crew or Trail Boss like me. Get your loyalty badge, your custom emojis, discount in the store, all of this stuff. It literally is what helps us make the videos, and we really appreciate it. So thank you if you're getting involved in that way. Right, shall we do some hacks and bodges? Hacks and bodges, hacks and bodges. Hacks and bodges. I didn't want to stop. I just kept going.
No, I'm hoping that gentleman can make some more action.
Oh, yeah. What is that dude? He's so cool. He makes this little... Shall we make some bangs and clicks?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, GMB. Oh, GMBN.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I don't know if you can do...
You took it to where I couldn't go. I'm just too old. And...
No.
I'm too old and ancient.
Hacks and bodges.
Oh, bit of overbite.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, anyway, hacks and bodges.
Right, let's get into hacks and bodges. Okay, moving on. First hack and bodge this week. I really like this. It's such a simple idea from JC Abrams, right? You cut the top off of like a fizzy drinks bottle.
A soda bottle,
yeah. For you Americans out there. And it's a great way of scooping up your juice in your tyre.
Silicon. We both sealant,
yeah. Your juice.
I actually quite like that.
It's clever, isn't it?
That's very clever.
It's so simple. It's just because you can just roll it round, scoop it out.
Especially if you've got a big 2.4 or 2.5 tie, it gets in there. Yeah. The whole soda bottle gets in there.
It's so simple. JC Abrams.
Take that. Take that.
Maybe related to that guy who made Star Wars. Yeah.
Do you reckon?
No.
Oh.
Next one is from Stephen Wigmore. This is great, crazy. Turned up at Bike Park Wales, forgot my battery cover, tethered it with a small bit of rope, and the boys in the bike shop gave me a little bit of tape. She was like brand new and lasted all day. That is grotesque.
That is not brand new.
Would you
That's
do
not
that?
Brand
Would
new.
You do that? I'd be a bit worried.
Well, I wouldn't be worried. You get your day done, you go riding, it's all hunky-dory.
It just looks...
But it's not brand new, man.
Yeah, that is not brand new.
But fair play. Yeah. You fixed it.
Stephen
definitely a bodge.
Should say, by the way, that one of these lucky hack and bodges is going to get a GMBM race top.
Ooh.
So there's some real tension in this. There's big winners. Big winners. Last one is from Stu Morris. After a heavy rim denting case, my spokes bent and kept getting jammed in the brake caliper. Wow, that was a heavy case.
Did he snap a spoke?
I think he bent and snapped. Look at that one. It's all curvy. Oh. Look, yeah. Stick to the rescue, though. It kept everything taut for 4 miles home. So basically, he wound a twig through the spokes to, like, create more tension. He redished his wheel with a stick. That's incredible.
That's such a bodge. Just the worst bodge. That's the best bodge of 2025.
I think it is the best bodge of 2025.
Hands down.
The best bodge of 2025 for Stu Morris. Is Stu our winner?
I'm going to go yes with that one.
Stu, you win yourself a GMBM race top for a massive bodge. Well done. If you've got a hack or a bodge, and we love the bodges, then send it into our GMBN uploader, which is linked in the description down below. Really do appreciate those uploads. So, get involved in the show. You could be here next week, maybe coming up with the next best bodge of 2025.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Right, keeping going with the show, let's take a look at some things we like this week. Some things we like this week.
Yeah.
First one, Kurt Voorhees. Oh, man.
A man that
this
is
guy.
So...
This is kind of his 2024 review, but I cannot wait to see more from him. He's incredible. That guy was racing downhill professionally when I was 22. Man, and he's still legit.
He's sending it. Look, but he's so creative, it's unreal.
Unbelievable. I cannot wait to see more from him in 2025.
Yeah.
His goal is just be more you. Be more Kurt. More Kurt, please.
Yeah, please.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow, that was really good.
2025 is also going to be full of Blake trying this.
What is this?
This is what you think it is.
No way. It's adult balance bike racing.
Thing is, there's no way we're not doing this year. look how serious they're taking it.
My goodness me.
Look at him. He's pumped. Mate, you are doing that. That has got you written all over it. Oh, you're a powerhouse.
Dude.
You could be world balance bike champion. Brilliant. We're definitely doing that. Next up, this is just Sam Hockenhull being Sam Hockenhull and reinforcing my love of mountain biking. I mean, look at the style. Oh. The hang time. My God, that's nice. Well done. Well done, Sam.
Beautiful.
Loved that this week.
Good trail.
Do you know this guy, Crew Turley? Look at this. Look at this massive jump. Look at that's the landing. So he starts up there. Look at this. Rolling in. What a lunatic. Fast. And then goodbye, world. Look.
Oh.
Whack.
Oh.
Wow.
That's massive.
That's a big crash.
I watched DJ Brandt do a really nice, steezy trick over that jump.
Name drop.
On social.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that.
Were you there with any other mates?
Yeah. I was. Yeah.
Brand.
I thought you were going to hit me then.
That makes it look like I hit you all the time.
You do.
I do not. I don't. I do that sometimes. No, that's it.
Goes, you idiot.
Ah!
It happens.
Next up, we've got Danny Hart, part of that team that Greg Minnar's running.
Is he part of it?
He's got bloody Danny Hart on it. That's a good move, Nick.
It is. Good.
That's a good move. That guy is just a student of mountain biking. He really is deep in the process. He really works hard. And he, on a good bike and a good team again, could still win world titles. I'm telling you, that is a... I bet that was a bargain. Well, not bargain, but you had to pay him 14, but, rightly so. He's Danny Hart.
He's Danny Hart.
But that's a great sign, isn't it?
Wow, bloody hell. I did not know that.
Yeah. I mean, Tom said about it in the news. I just thought I'd say it again. I just liked it. I just liked that a lot. Some things we liked this week, which was great. Right, let's get into the caption contest.
Caption contest. This was last week's photo. Look at this.
What a goof.
Who's that?
What a goofball. Well,
anyway, he's looking rather funny. We got three good ones here. We got one from Tim. It says, Blake after drinking from Christmas show until the New Year show.
You literally did do that.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. You started drinking in the Christmas show.
Yeah.
And you started a workout. That's
cool. Oh, no,
you started drinking in the Christmas show and then went all the way to the New Year show. But they happened secretly to only be an hour apart. We fooled you all.
Anyway, we got one from Adam Skinner, 7556. Blake having trouble controlling, understanding the mass damper on his Santa hat.
It does look like you got a mass damper.
It's like,
let's put your head all on the wonk.
We got one from Ish 474. All Blake wants for Christmas is his two front teeth. And his shoulder. And a new shoulder.
Yeah. Fortunately, your teeth stayed in your mouth. But unfortunately, none of your bones stayed in one piece.
They didn't,
no.
Don't know about this one yet.
Yeah. There are some good ones. Blake, I mean, it's all on you, this one.
I think Adam Skinner.
Adam Skinner.
I do have
having trouble controlling and understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely true. Well done, Adam. You've won yourself... A stunt mug. That was probably the worst stunt it's ever done.
Yeah, no.
I thought it was going to do like a twiddler and stuff. No. Can you not give it instructions?
No.
Oh, has it got an app with it or anything like that?
No. It does say hot water here.
That's it. That's actually the only stunt it really
does. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, you've won one. Well done, Adam.
This is this week's photo. Take a look at this and go nuts.
In the comments.
Yeah, hashtag caption contest.
Yeah.
Coming up on the channel this week, we've got some doozies for you.
Some doozies? We have the first one, teaching Connor to jump.
Yes.
Is that Connor?
Connor Dunn, massive.
No.
Yeah.
Roadie.
Mountain biking in the dirt.
Yep. Jumping.
Jumping.
Really?
Well, you're going to have to find out.
Oh, we'll see. That sounds exciting. When did you do that?
Last year. Just walked around the woods. I got him to,
that sounds amazing. I can't wait to see that. And we've got MTB as Guide to Gravel.
Ooh, you're going to need that.
Yeah, did you do that? It's Rich.
No, I didn't do that.
That's Rich. No, it's not me.
No, yeah.
Nick, you ain't been gravel riding.
Was it Rich or was it...
New. Nick has not been... Yeah, so gravel riding guide. That sounds good. And we've also got things that have nothing to do with mountain biking, but will make you a better rider.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, clever. Mm. Clever, yes.
You and I.
Great videos coming up this week on the channel. Don't miss them. We appreciate your support. Right, we've just got time to dive into the bike vaults. Here we are in the bike vaults. It's going to be amazing. First bike.
Oh, my goodness me.
MTB guy. It's his S-Works Epic World Cup. Frame
what,
was built
epic.
Up with parts from previous bikes and some new ones. That is... It is pretty... God,
but it's got the Garmin Rally pedals, Martin.
Oh, wow. They are nice.
Oh, that's a really expensive bike.
Oh,
they are. I'd say super nice.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah. I mean, I've got to be honest, I haven't used those pedals, but...
They're good.
That what do they do? They do, like, power metering and stuff.
They do
like
power,
that?
They do cadence, they do the whole enchilada.
No way. Mm. No way. That sounds sick.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got JJ Lush.
Oh, that's Lush Kona.
It's a good picture.
Yeah.
That. It's a good picture, that. It's
I like
not,
it.
It's not bike vault normal, but it's not offensive.
No, it's... Yeah, I like it.
Quite like that. Clever. Bergtech bars and spacers
nice.
With Spanx spoon stem, chroma seat.
Yeah.
170 front and rear. Lovely bike. What are we saying?
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Ivan Z.
Ooh, another specialised.
Yeah, specialised.
In Slovakia.
Epic limited edition, 2023 model. What do you think? What do you think? It's a lovely shot.
Dude,
look at all the light coming through the woods.
Super nice.
Yeah, but you're giving it that because of the photo or the bike?
The bike.
All right.
It's a really nice. I love this. The S-Works. I really like it a lot.
I think the photo.
Ooh. I'm a big fan of the Spindrift.
Oh, it's the Spindrift. Yeah, love it. Love it. Look
just
at
built
that.
This new Spindrift. Had a previous model. I thought it could get better. But it looks like I was wrong.
It's super nice. I've got one downstairs.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got Spindrift. Yeah, we're working out a bucket seat for it.
I'm still trying to find mine. That went off the cliff.
They're robust.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's a, oh, it's a super nice.
Super nice, for sure.
Simon V next with some tan walls.
Ooh. Is that
nice?
A...
Nice.
Is that a polygon?
I don't know, my eyes aren't that good. I can't see.
Is that a polygon?
I'd say it might be a polygon, actually.
Or is it a calendar? I don't know. I'm very sorry.
What should we say? Super nice.
I'd say super nice, man.
Well done, Simon. Right, WB has sent in this picture
bike
from Rogate.
Day Christmas.
Oh, the best. The
it's
best.
A weapon. Photo taken at Rogate Bike Park. Forest Maiden Scent.
Love it. Oh, this is super nice, isn't it? Because it just makes me feel like excited.
Yeah.
Getting out in the mist. Well done. Next up, we've got a Trek for some lovely riding from Hudson Steel.
I like how he's matched the pedals with his frame colour, orange. He's got those little rubber grommet things that go on the end of your levers.
Have you ever heard of a tougher name than Hudson Steel? What's your name? Hudson Steel. Wow!
I know, that's a super nice.
Bloody hell.
Man crush on your name.
Yeah. And lastly, we've got Harrison Waite with a Forbidden.
Whoa.
Ooh, Dreadnought. Love it.
Yes,
absolutely love it. But before you do it, it's going to get super nice because Forbiddens always do, right?
Yeah.
But I just want to say, look at that bloody chain line. I mean, where's that going? Up, across, down, round.
High pivot.
Oh, it's all over the place. It's a super nice. It's a reluctant super nice.
Hey, guess what?
But up and down, round. It's crazy.
Harrison Waite.
Harrison
He's got some
Waite.
Weight behind, isn't he?
Oh, well done. Well done. Crazy. That's actually all we've got time for this week.
I know. It's been a great one.
But it's been a great show. I can't wait for you to tell everyone about your idea. Hey, support me on my little run towards the 100 and let me know, and Blake know, what you're aiming for in 2025. Can't wait to hear all of your ideas. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll bring out a few. We'll bring out a few in the next week's show.
Yes, we'll tell the world about it. Mm. It's just your turn now. Yeah. Let's go. See you next time.
See ya. Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah, go on, man.
I think he can do it. I genuinely think it sounds insane.